Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Virus forces California shelter in place.
We want these numbers to be in the dustbin of history.
Four senators sold stock.
About a week before the markets started to slide.
Old, alone, and at high risk.
They're scared or they're hungry. Not a safe place for them right now.
Good morning from Washington. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. As the coronavirus consumes life in America, California, the most populous state in the country, has taken dramatic new steps. Governor Gavin Newsom issuing a statewide shelter-in-place order.
I don't expect this will be many, many months, but we are recognizing the significance of this next 8 weeks as it relates to this virus in particular, and we want to get that curve down.
CBS's Jamie Yukis is along Ventura Boulevard in L.A.
Governor Newsom will keep essential businesses open. That means things like banks, also grocery stores. They also will keep open pharmacies. And here in California, that also means marijuana dispensaries will stay open, as well as takeout restaurants. But other things like furniture stores, barber shops, record stores, those types of things that you see up and down the boulevard, they will all be closed.
There are now more than 14,000 reported coronavirus cases in the U.S. and just over 200 known deaths. Concern is mounting about hospital space and the availability of medical equipment. CBS's David Begno has more on families dealing with isolation and grief.
A fourth member of a family who lives in the northeastern part of the U.S. has died from coronavirus. Seven members of the Fusco family have all tested positive for the virus. One of the youngest individuals to contract the virus has passed away. 34-year-old Jeffrey Gazarian, a cancer survivor, died Thursday in California.
We are putting all of our healthcare workers at the front line. Some of them are going to get sick.
In New York, medical student Ruth Howell has seen the human suffering firsthand.
There are a lot of people out there who have a lung disease or high blood pressure or something else that's weakened their immune system. They're more vulnerable to this.
CBS News has learned the Trump administration is planning to close the southern border today to all non-essential travel. Restrictions on the border with Canada came out earlier this week. Here in Washington, CBS's Weijia Jiang has the latest on efforts to get money pumped into a slumping economy.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell unveiled a $1 trillion financial aid package to help small businesses and industries like the airlines that are hemorrhaging money. The proposal would also send direct payments to many Americans, up to $1,200 per person.
We need to take bold and swift action.
But there are lawmakers on both sides of the aisle opposed to the idea of giving out cash.
I don't think that's a good idea now. You can't stimulate something that's padlocked.
And Democrats were quick to criticize the GOP's plan for prioritizing large corporations over individuals.
It provides a bailout for a number of industries. Again, we have to put the workers first.
There are calls for an investigation into four U.S. senators because they reportedly sold stock before fears about the virus sent markets into a nosedive. Here's CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Financial filings show that Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina, he's the chair of the powerful Senate Intelligence Committee, sold roughly between $600,000 and $1.7 million worth of stock in mid-February. Those sales came about the same time that Burr had written an op-ed assuring Americans that the U.S. was prepared to deal with a pandemic. But a few days later, he gave a speech warning that the virus could actually have major consequences here. Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler also sold hundreds of thousands of dollars in stocks starting in late January. She's from Georgia. Democrat Dianne Feinstein of California, Republican Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma also sold large amounts around the same time.
In the Sunshine State, the virus has prompted a spring break clampdown.
Governor Ron DeSantis has ordered no gatherings of more than 10 people on Florida beaches.
Brevard Sheriff, he had his deputies on ATVs. They had a boat going down the coast, and they're telling people you got to disperse. Cocoa Beach, major spring break destination, went down 70% since my order.
Clearwater and Miami-Dade are closing their beaches, but that's been slow to happen. DeSantis says he hasn't ordered that statewide. He thinks they'll use common sense for social distancing. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
As CBS's Catherine Herridge tells us, this national emergency has not sidelined scammers.
The FBI says criminals use the promise of government relief checks, vaccines, test kits, and charities as lures. The Bureau is also tracking a growing number of cases targeting employees working from home.
Some businesses and people have stopped accepting cash, fearing it could be contaminated with the virus. Health officials say the risk of passing it on that way are very small. Some food delivery services are imposing no contact orders, and some have waived delivery charges. An army of volunteers is delivering meals and more to millions of elderly Americans who are very much at risk in this crisis. Here's CBS's Maria Villarreal in Dallas.
Meals on wheels!
For the seniors on Jennifer Atwood's delivery route.
Hey, so I have your meals today.
The meals are their one certainty in these most uncertain times.
You know what's going on with
the
coronavirus.
Well, that's why I'm staying in the house with her.
They're scared or they're hungry, and that's really not a safe place for them right now.
Everyone likes to give a hug and really, you know, be close.
Chief Nursing Officer Olivia Rogers says it's not just the meals that are crucial, but for many seniors, this is often their only chance to interact with someone during the day.
How you doing? You feel okay?
And now, it's at a social distance.
We still love you. We're here for you, but we are going to also keep you safe.
So far, donations are steady, and in a sign of the times, volunteer efforts are up. Mireya Villarreal, CBS News, Dallas.
One of the stars of the CBS show Hawaii Five-0 has COVID-19. Daniel Day Kim is 51. He says thankfully for him it wasn't life or death. From the NFL, New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton tested positive. Two members of the NBA's Los Angeles Lakers did too, as did Marcus Smart of the Boston Celtics. Tom Hanks says he hopes to return to the USA once his quarantine is over in Australia. Small businesses are cooking up creative ways to stay in business in these times. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has a slice of life.
The after-school crowd is usually big business at Village Pizza.
They'll sit here until their parents beep their horn and the kids run outside.
But with those kids out of school and New York State rules now forbidding sit-down meals, owner Al Mazzella is offering at-home pizza kits.
You get two pizza dough balls, you get 2 8-ounce cups of sauce, and you get 2 8-ounce cups of mozzarella cheese. The dough is already proof. Put it on a cookie sheet with a little olive oil. Preheat the oven at 475 and you're good to go.
As for how long takeout alone can sustain his shop,
if it's a couple of months, we're all in trouble.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, Rhinebeck, New York.
Fans missing March Madness can get a dose of history this weekend on CBS. Great college tournament games from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s will air. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first. Because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8+ acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy Egg.
For more than 2 centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history.
Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.